Uncle Adrian and the Model A Dancing Mooncatcher. My earliest impressions of the big city of Birmingham came from the simple act of visiting there when I was very small. My Uncle Adrian and Aunt Annabel Heron would load us kids, their kids, and my mother into their Model A Ford and take us from Tuscaloosa to Birmingham by way of the old, old Birmingham Highway. In my lifetime, there have been three Tuscaloosa to Birmingham routes. There was first the old Birmingham Highway that ran right past my grandfather's general merchandise store in Peterson. Then there was the newer Birmingham Highway that bypassed the older road and began the demise of many businesses along the way, including, eventually, R.L. McGee General Merchandise. The newer Birmingham Highway was made of light asphalt and ran by Ham's Pottery and a host of other landmarks in Tuscaloosa County. Then, much later, both roads were consigned to oblivion when the Interstate 59 Highway made traveling to Birmingham a lot faster and a lot less interesting. But way back then, in the late 1940s, the only logical route to the city was by way of the old, old Birmingham Highway, a black asphalt, curvaceous two-lane route that took us past Peterson into Brookwood, from Brookwood to Bessemer, where we looked carefully and excitedly for the landmarks that would tell us Birmingham was near, such as the old Wigwam Motel. You could actually spend the night in a motel shaped like an Indian teepee, though I never got a chance to do it. Then we would look to the far right horizon in Bessemer to see who could spot the gigantic iron statue of the Norse god Vulcan standing atop Red Mountain. Once we saw this rusty icon, we knew we were near the end of our voyage. Speeding along the old, old highway on a clear, cold December night, you could see the near full moon ahead of the Model A, flying high in the purple-black sky. The moon would dance over the twisting road, touching the treetops, dipping out of sight, rising instantly high up as we followed that snaking trail and rose and fell with the hills and valleys along the way. Uncle Adrian, always a speed demon, would make that Model A feel like a roller coaster, and he would always remind us that our primary goal was to catch up with that moon. On the way to the annual Birmingham Christmas Parade, we kids would wiggle all over the back seat in impossibly tortured anticipation of seeing the meccas of the season. Santa Claus on a parade float, S.H. Kress and F.W. Woolworth, where everything Santa could ever dream up would be on display. Coming into Birmingham, my first impression was a lasting one. I had never seen so many black people, and they were a beautiful sight to a small boy, since they seemed to be dressed up in brightly colored outfits and stylish hats and shoes, the likes of which I had never seen in Tuscaloosa. I thought it would be wonderful to be able to dress so boldly, for bright mixtures of colors always signify to a kid happiness, good times, and playfulness. I noticed that white people didn't dress nearly as well. The big, wide streets of Birmingham always seemed littered and not very well kept, compared to our little town of Tuscaloosa. But that didn't much matter to us kids. It would be unbearably cold on those Birmingham streets, but that was part of the excitement, you understand. The parade would be gigantic, the stores brightly decorated, the city blocks long and arduous to walk, and the whole experience thoroughly exhausting and delightful. Then Uncle Adrian would pack all of us and our purchases back into the old Model A and start the long trip back to Tuscaloosa. By then, the dancing moon and the cold stars in the purple sky would be forgotten, because we could snuggle down into our musky blankets and sleep the safe sleep of children who knew nothing bad would ever happen to them as long as Uncle Adrian was in charge, as long as Uncle Adrian was running away from that dancing moon and aiming us all back toward Tuscaloosa and our own sweet-smelling beds.